Welcome everyone as Hashem continue with Pel Yoitz, Shir number 12, and we are at the end of Avas Hashem, the end of the discussion of Avas Hashem here in this perek, in this discussion, and he will tell us that this is the Binyan Av, this is the beginning, the rule that follows with it all of the other Avos, all of the other love comes and should be focused on Avas Hashem. And the first topic he mentions here is Avas Hashem. When a person adds Avas Hashem, it's Moisif, it adds Avas HaTorah and Avas HaMitzvah. And the person has a love for Hashem, so by definition, he's building inside himself a love for the Torah, to learn Torah, to support the Torah, to do the mitzvahs. It goes hand in hand. Kishem Shamayim Shasagas Hava Vayiro Hakol Ufiroi Vamaisa. Just like we had mentioned until now, Shasogas Ava, that attaining this love of Hashem and this fear of Hashem, Hakol Lifi Roiv HaMaisa, it goes according to your mitzvahs, your actions, Ulefi Roiv HaLimud B'Torah, it was Sifri Musar, and according to the learning of Torah and the learning of Musar, that the more you learn Torah and the more you learn Musar, it propels you and pushes you and encourages you to love Hashem more. Kach lefi roiv ha'ava v'yira, so too, according to the tremendous amount of love and fear you have of Hashem, yira avas ha'toyir v'amitzvahs. You're going to increase your love of Torah and mitzvahs. It goes hand in hand. And just think for a second to a person's parent. A person, he loves his father, he loves his mother, and the father says to go do something. Just goes to do it. Doesn't ask questions. The mother says to go do something. Doesn't ask questions. He just goes to do it. End the conversation. And he does it besimcha. He does it with happiness. It's the same thing over here. The more a person loves Hashem, so now he has a mitzvah. Go learn Torah. Ah! Learn Torah. Go do, put on tefillin. Go light Shabbos candles. Whatever the mitzvah is. I have an opportunity to do the Ratzon Hashem. He does it besimcha. She does it besimcha. Because Ava is recognizable. You know how you see Ava? You know where you see love? When you see the action is done with all one's heart, with all one's soul, with all one's resources. That's that's what we say in Shema three times a day. Maim Rabim says Shir Shirim, Kohela says, Maim Rabim lo yuchlu lechabo yis es Ava. A lot of water will not be able to extinguish the love. In other words, there's a burning fire of love. And no matter how much water you take, you cannot put out that fire. And according to the tremendous amount of love, a person will use the word burdens himself. It's not considered to be a burden. He does anything and everything because of that love. A mother and a father that wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. And they put the change the baby's diaper, and they change the clothing, and change the sheets. And then they put the baby back down. And guess what? An hour and a half later, the baby cries again. You wake up in the morning like a zombie. You didn't sleep or anything. But that's you love the child. And then flip side all the way around. And then when the parent is older, and then the child is taking care of the parent. It's the love, nothing is gonna stop you. Now look at the words he uses. It's a short time period. Where do we see these words in the Torah? By Yaakov Avinu, when he worked for Rachel, for Rachel, it was a Yom Machodim. When a person loves him, you say, time flies when you're having fun. An expression like this. And there's truth to that, because when a person loves the other person, loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case, nothing is holding him back. He says like this, a person should make sure he loves Hashem at the very least the same way we love money, the same way we love the financial earnings, the same way we love our wives, the same way the wife loves the husband, and the same way we love the children, the same way we love these other items or people. That's the way we have to have the love of Hashem. And then he says there's a litmus test that we can take. What's the litmus test? Do we know we love Hashem? He says, you know, you want to know a litmus test, you see if you love Hashem? He says, will you be excited? Will you be happy when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah? Just like you would be happy when you get a tremendous amount of money. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. And he says like this, will a person be careful not to waste a moment of time? Not to waste a moment of time when he's not learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. Now, obviously, we live a life of human beings, and we have to sometimes mow the lawn and go shopping. It's Erev Shabbos already, and we have things to do, and we're doing mitzvahs. But when your mindset is, okay, I'm free now. Meaning, what am I? This doesn't mean I'm free. I have time. Let me learn the Mishnah. Let me do chesed. Let me do mitzvahs. That's a litmus test to whether or not the person loves Hashem. The Emes Amru. Oy lehem lebriyos, says the Mishnah Perek Yavas Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, me'el boinu shel Torah. Woe to the briyos, for the disgrace of the Torah, she'elach el boin godol mizeh, mi misha yochel arviach reva godol lazer znach zruch liyoyitz rabbein ha'cheshish. A person who has the ability, the opportunity to learn Torah, and he doesn't learn Torah. It's a slap in the face. A person that has the time to learn, it's a slap in the face. He says, it's not important. That's what the person is saying. There's no greater disgrace for a person who has the time to learn the Torah, Hakdoisha, and he says, I got something better to do. Which, of course, there's no such thing better. You put aside the source of life, Torah's life, Eitz Chaim he. For what? For nonsense. Ashrei Adam, fortunate is the man, is the person, now when the person realizes that Hashem, who loves us, wants us to learn Torah. And why does he want us to learn Torah? Because just like a parent says to the child, eat your vegetables, they're good for you. And the child thinks, oh my goodness, I got to do this again. One of my children says, why do I have to eat supper? I ate supper last night. What parents does he have, right? I ate already. Last night, that's what he told the doctor. And the doctor says, what do you like to eat tonight? He says, I ate already last night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He wants us to learn Torah and do mitzvah so we get schar, so we get rewards, so we come closer to Him. To conclude over here, one moment of Torah, mitzvah, ma'aseh, tovim, b'olam hazeh, mikol chayei olam haba. One moment here in this world is even greater than all chayilim above. Even more so in a situation where there's a mitzvah that's cost money. To strengthen yourself and really show Hashem, I love you, Hashem. Giving tzedakah, doing chesed with your money, buying a nice dollar minim, whatever the case might be. When you spend money, this is a litmus test. This shows, do I really love Hashem? Am I buying that kosher esr that looks like the lemon that fell down in the shopping store? But it's kosher still. It's kosher. And he says, if a person is going to set aside the Torah for dover ma, for dvar ma, for something else, he's showing that something else is more important than the Torah. And how embarrassing and disgraceful this is. Whatever a person is involved with in this physical world, he should view it. I'm using this to help me serve Hashem. As the Pasuk says, behold the Rechechot Eyu, in all the ways we are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yashar HaChesach, and He will make your path straight. Is that Klal Godel B'Teiro, Ki Mitoich Kach, Wal Yetzei Min Ashura, V'Yishkol B'Pelis, Kol Ma'asa B'Midu Mishkol, Mesura, personal way and measure every single aspect of his life to serve Hashem, to use it to serve Hashem. He will be in the right track, in the right zone, to do the mitzvahs, to show and express, Avas Hashem, Yisbarach Shemai.